Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Just before we go to the news headlines, I want to give you a heads up that the Oscar nominations will be announced tomorrow, and there are very high hopes that South Africa might be on the shortlist again in the Best Foreign Language Film category. It's been 12 years since Gavin Hood won the award for the movie Tsotsi. Rumor has it, though, that this could be the year it happens again, and it might be emulated by a movie that's tackling some pretty difficult subject matter. Inkeba, or The Wound, is a Xhosa language film about a man's journey to the bush, about circumcision, and really intense. Interrogates themes of masculinity and sexuality and tradition. And although it isn't even open in South Africa yet, 2 February is the date for its release here, it has already chalked up more awards internationally than any other South African film. It's got 19 to its name so far, which is 2 more than Tsotsi chalked up along the way. And there is a lot of speculation that an Oscar nod could be coming its way tomorrow. On the line with us is one of the lead actors, Niza J. Nkoyini, one of the actors in the film Inkeba. Thanks so much for chatting to us, Niza. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And yourself?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. This is a film that really tackles some pretty difficult subject matter, because of course a lot of these issues like homosexuality and even initiation itself are quite taboo as subjects for public discussion, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the world we live in. I think the purpose of the film is to challenge that specifically, and to get to a point where, you know, we aren't 11 years away from gay people being allowed to marry, but we still can say homosexuality is a taboo. You know, it's a bit regressive and it's a bit dated.
I believe, though, I mean, that the subject matter and news about what the film was about has actually caused you and other cast members to receive threats, and that there's a threat of an actual boycott of the movie when it opens here.
Yeah, it's crazy. People, it's not even news about the film. People are just making assumptions about what it is. And then, you know, they want to protest because their manhood or masculinity or whatever it is feeling threatened. There's a protest that people want to do in East London, because we had trouble getting the film screening in East London, and East London has a huge population of Xhosa people. It's mostly Xhosa people, and if the film doesn't show to Xhosa people, then what's the point, you know? So I think if people want to protest, they need to protest about the right things. There's no point in protesting against a film that I think is going to do more good than bad.
Absolutely. Niza, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line. We must just break away for the news headlines, but I'd love to hear a little bit more from you in just a moment or two. So if you don't mind holding, it is 1:30. Let's quickly touch base with Wesley Peterson for the latest news.
Thanks, Pippa. Good afternoon. Premier Helen Zille has reiterated the importance of cutting back on daily water use to stave off day zero. Zille has today met with delegates from the National Disaster Risk Management Department and other bodies in preparation for the day Cape Town's municipal water supply runs dry. Zille has written to President Jacob Zuma requesting a national disaster be declared. Social Development Minister Bathabile Dlamini is defending her role in the grants debacle. Dlamini is appearing before an inquiry headed by retired Judge Bernard Ngwepe at the offices of the Chief Justice in Midrand. Rights group the Black Sash Trust approached the court in March last year after SASSA acknowledged it would not be able to pay grants. And in the US, hundreds and thousands of federal workers will be unable to report for work today as the US Senate struggles to end a government shutdown. Some won't be paid until the stalemate is resolved. A rare session of the Senate on Sunday yielded no agreement between Democrats and Republicans, with immigration one of the main sticking points. Essential services will still run, but famous sites such as the Statue of Liberty have already been affected. The monument was closed yesterday, but New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he'd dip into state funds to pay the daily employment bill and reopen the popular tourist site. These and other stories are to or as they happen.
EWN Traffic.
There are traffic lights defective in the CBD at Mill and Breda, in Elsies River at Halt and Konsani, in Simonstown at Main Road and Dido Valley Road. The train updates, the central line is still suspended, so no services running there. Roadworks on the N1 inbound at Durban Road, the right lane obstructed. On the N1 outbound after Durban Road, you have the left lane closed. Wesley Peterson, EWN Traffic.
Thank you, Wesley. Almost time for us to talk food, but I really just want a few more minutes with my guest, Niza Jane Khoyini, who's one of the actors in the film Nkleya by the Wound. It's a Xhosa language film, which is South Africa's submission to the Oscars this year as the best foreign language film entrant. And there is a lot of speculation that we may well be on the shortlist when the nominations are announced tomorrow. Niza, thanks for holding. Now, we were chatting before the break about how there has been some reaction to the movie even before it's been seen and the ridiculousness of that. Did that kind of instinctive response of saying we don't talk about this, we don't want to see a movie about this, also make it difficult to get the film made in the first place?
That's a question for the producers, but because I've been, you know, I'm part of the film for the past 2 years, I know that that's the case.
Yeah.
A lot of the apprehension from funders and from just statutory bodies, like, you know, the Film and Publication Board, the NFEF, is precisely because of the controversy and because they're afraid of what people are going to say. So it's been a challenge from beginning to, I think, where we are now. I honestly thought 2018, we're not going to have the same conversation again. But yesterday, lo and behold, I get news that people are planning a protest against the film. And sure, you know, that's not the first and it's not the last. So it's really just apprehension for no reason, and it's a lack of willingness to converse and a lack of willingness to engage, and I think that's setting us back not only as Xhosa people but as a country, you know.
Well, yeah. Obviously the film itself hopefully will force that engagement and force people to confront and converse about the issues that it raises. Niza, without giving too much away about the plot, can you give us just a little summary of what sort of story this movie tells?
The story tells the story of a man who does what he does every 6 months, which is go to the mountain to be a caregiver to initiates, and something different happens this year. That's all I can say.
Okay, we won't push you to give away the plot more than that.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, lots of buzz around the Oscars and a possible nomination tomorrow. Is it something that you're mindful of as the cast? Would it matter a great deal to you? What would it mean to you if you heard the name of the film announced tomorrow?
I mean, I think it's great that we've been shortlisted. It's been a long journey, you know, going from 92 films now to 9. To make it would just be amazing, and I think we'd all just be humbled and extremely grateful because we put in a lot of work and we devoted so much time and attention and emotions and everything to it. So I think hearing the name, I'll faint either way. I'll probably like pass out because I'll just be overwhelmed. But I think it would be really great for us. And because so many of us were first time actors, it's really, you know, a nod to correct decision making and correct instinct and that we're on the right path and that we did the right thing.
Okay. Well, fingers crossed for you all tomorrow. Niza, my final question is about distribution here in South Africa. I know you've got a 2 February opening date. Has there been a warm reception from the various movie theaters and groups that they will be playing this film widely?
We're screening in over 50, like on over 15 screens. So, I mean, go figure. And, you know, as soon as people know that the film is out, they start demanding it in their local cities. So I think, yeah, warm is the right word to use, but then again, there's also resistance. So you never really, really know how it's going to pan out, and you never really know what side people are going to take on the day.
All we can do is go and watch it for ourselves. Niza Jane Khoyini, lovely to chat to you, and fingers crossed for tomorrow. Thanks for being with us today. Niza is one of the cast of the movie Nkleya, The Wound, and we'll let you know tomorrow once those nominations come out whether the predictions actually come true, and this could be a South African nominated film in the running for an Oscar once again.